Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mary's got a 911 call. I was actually looking at my Twitter feed last night and I saw Tommy Lee tweet out almost, I pretty much saw it live. It was 13 hours ago, so yeah. But I'll read the tweet after we hear the email. I mean, excuse me, the 911 call. Him and his actual son to Pamela Anderson. The kid's like, I don't know, 19, 20, somewhere in there.
They had a kid together?
They had a couple, I believe. Yeah, oh. He's got two boys with her.
Yeah, they had two.
Yeah, and this is Tommy Lee's fiance, the hot chick, checking in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
My stepson and my fiance got into a fight, and he pushed his father, and then he asked his son to leave, and he wouldn't leave, and he punched him.
And have any weapons?
My stepson has guns in his room, and that's why I'm freaked out. I just locked the door.
Is he bleeding right now?
In his mouth, he's bleeding, yeah.
Okay.
He's unconscious. Can you please hurry?
Yeah, they're coming right now. I got to wait for the sheriffs first, because they got to make sure, because if your stepson has guns, we got to make sure we're protected, okay?
Well, okay.
Good point. So People Magazine tweeted out this last night, Tommy Lee's devastated son blames fight on father's alleged alcoholism. I want to see him sober, happy, and healthy. Okay, Tommy Lee responds to that with this. LMAAAO. I guess that must mean laugh my alcoholic ass off.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
love that term.
My alcoholic ass off.
I'm happier than I've been in my entire life. I've had a few drinks here and there because I'm effing retired and enjoying life. I worked 30 plus effing years and I deserve it. You didn't arrange any intervention because I read he wanted to have an intervention and you barely spoke to me while you were here, just covering your ass. So him and his son are obviously having trouble.
Right.
But I love the fact that I'm retired. I'm have a few drinks once in a while. Let me go.
Yeah, because during those working years, it was clean living for Tommy Lee.
Did he say it in his Mel Gibson voice? Because I deserve it!
Pretty much, if you read this tweet, yeah. And I don't know who to believe. Obviously, his son beat the crap out of him.
Well, Tommy said that he was just in bed with the fiance when Brandon burst into the room and assaulted him.
Yeah, it might be Brandon might actually have the problem.
Brandon is saying, no, you're a freaking alcoholic, dude.
Well, he might be. Doesn't mean he's guilty of anything.
Right. Brandon said that his dad's accusation devastated him.
I'll tell you what, they're putting together, they're actually casting people now for the movie Dirt, and that's going to be great. It's going to be on Netflix. Netflix finally bought it.
Yeah, I saw they just cast somebody for Ozzy's role.
Ozzy's role, some comedian that I guess probably does a good Ozzy. I can't remember his name. And then they cast Heather Locklear's role to some blonde shirt.
She's in
good
treatment.
Casting.
Machine Gun Kelly is a rapper. He's playing Tommy Lee. He looks a lot like him.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he?
I wouldn't even know who that is until I remember hearing that name and I saw the picture of the dude. And he looks a lot like Tommy Lee, yeah.
So Tommy did put a picture of himself up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's share
the
photo.
When he first mentioned that his son had beat him up, he put a picture of himself up in his lip. An odd-looking picture, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
Heather Locklear checking into a treatment facility.
Yeah, she's got a problem, too.
After being arrested for domestic violence.
She had that
mentioned Craig Peters a few minutes ago.
Not three times.
I told you, sitting at his kitchen table.
Craig Peters.
Always
Craig
listening.
Peters. Craig Peters.
Always listening.
Always listening. Always.
Good morning, Craig.
Now
morning,
you're
Craig Peters, comedian Craig Peters with us.
Your heart attack did not happen.
It was summer. Summer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't when we switched the clocks.
No, it was 715 days ago.
That's right. He counts them off.
Yeah.
Good for you.
March 23rd. March 22nd, I think.
Oh, it was in March.
Oh,
so he was still recovering.
You were.
Yeah.
It still was that time.
Yeah, you were still recovering from the time change.
Sometimes it takes weeks.
Oh, that's true.
It's what causes the whole thing, I think. I think the time change is what actually caused the heart attack.
I've been rethinking
it.
What else did we falsely accuse you on just about 10 minutes ago? I know I said a few things.
It's probably not that false of an accusation.
I know. Only because I was there.
Probably not. Anyway.
Yeah, right. So how you feeling, bud? Everything good?
Great. Up early, praying the gay way.
Well, you got to get up pretty early in the morning for that, don't you?
It's really early. Yeah, I don't know what time it is.
You've been working on that for years. You still trying?
Are you out this weekend, or are you just back at home?
I'm at home.
Okay.
All right.
And is that a daily ritual, praying the gay away?
I don't know. No? I caught a glimpse of Mike Pence on the TV.
That's it. That's what he
does.
And
he's pretty hot.
That's what he does.
He is.
Drop to my knees right then and go, make that feeling go away.
He was just in town sucking up to our governor, and our governor was sucking back too, by the way.
Say it slower.
Yeah. So picture Ricketts and Pence together. You know what Ricketts looks like. Yeah,
sure.
Picture that, and you'll drop to your knees. Praying the gay away. Thank you, Craig. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Yep. I miss you guys.
I miss you, too. We'll see you soon, man, right?
All right, buddy. All right.
Love you.
Not only praying the gay away, but posting on Facebook.
He does. He does a lot of funny stuff on Facebook. Yeah.
This is Mo Howard on the Mike Douglas Show. God knows what year that was.
And he does the best Larry Fine in the business, Craig Peters.
Too bad he refuses to do TV.
Yes, he does. There's not much call for Larry Fine except for this show.
Regarding previous discussion, and it just came in a half an hour ago.
Right.
What were we discussing a half an hour ago that would, was it the hair? Because Moe's doing something with the hair in this clip.
I have no idea.
I thought you were just reading Craig Peters' stuff.
No, he posted a video of the Mike Douglas Show with Moe Howard.
Okay, all right.
It may have been, we're talking about Dave Landau's hair. And the man bun.
Oh, yeah.
And the mohawk.
Before you got here, Craig, yeah.
Y'all talked about everything before I got here today.
No, we didn't.
No, we bring it up again.
Yeah.
Just to get you up to speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but normally I don't hear it this much.
Well, I did a hypothetical like we're about to play from OJ eventually. But I did a hypothetical, Craig.
God.
If you don't have an affair with somebody, do you get them to sign a non-disclosure form saying you didn't have an affair?
You can't talk about that thing that really didn't happen.
Right. That's my favorite part about that story, besides the campaign finance, probably a felony and that kind of stuff. Other than that, that's just my favorite part about that story. Is you make somebody sign a non-disclosure form, but you didn't
have sex with them. So they don't
lie. But you didn't have sex with them.
No, it's so they don't lie.
No, it didn't have sex with them.
So you don't lie about us knocking some out, I'm going to give you some money.
You didn't have sex with them, so you have no paper trail there.
But you can't trust them to lie and say that... You can't trust them to not lie. Yeah, I mean, you expect
but it ain't working.
Yeah, you expect everyone to say, oh, yeah.
I just keep a bunch of non-disclosure forms around. That way, if I meet anybody, hey, sign this and say we didn't have sex in case my wife finds out that we didn't have sex.
In case you at some point start saying that we had sex.
Right, exactly. I just keep that. Keep a.
You ever get those confused with the permission slips?
No. Yeah. They're too different.
Listen.
The wife says.
You sign right here.
Could be Peter's calling back.
You want it. You said you wanted it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just the best Larry Fine in the business?
You know it.
All right.
Hey.
Hey, last time I was on the show, we talked about Mo Howard's haircut.
Right, yes.
And how you could comb it back.
That's right.
And that's what he's talking about on the show.
Oh, he does talk about his hair? Oh, okay. We'll click it.
Yeah, and there's another clip where he talks about how he got the haircut. You got to watch that. It's crazy.
I got to watch that. Retweet it, too, then, and post it back on Facebook or something like that. Oh, he talks about how why he has the Mo haircut.
Yeah, because remember we talked about how you can comb back a Mo.
Yeah, you can comb back a Mo.
If you got a Larry Fine, you're stuck with it.
That's true. What does Larry say when he's stuck with his haircut?
Come on, fellas. I got to go. I forgot to turn you down in the other room.
All right, see
you.
Craig Peters, live from Cleveland.
Yeah, it's a pretty short clip. You know,
I've just never seen. I don't think I've ever seen any clips of the Stooges just talking about being the Stooges. I've always just seen them be the Stooges, so yeah. I'm anxious to hear it.
They don't rarely break character.
Yeah, I've never. I don't. I mean, back in the day, I don't remember ever watching anything that.
Yeah, but it's just 25 seconds of him. You know, his hair is normal. It's combed back.
Yeah.
But he shows how you can how you, quickly makes, comb it forward and you,
makes the mow.
There's your mow.
Right. We did talk about this comb back to mow, but if you're Larry Fine, you're just stuck with it, right? That's right. The guy that got it, the barber that gave that guy Larry Fine got in trouble. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Target is increasing its minimum wage to $12 an hour with a goal to pay $15 an hour by late 2020.
How about just do it now?
Yeah.
No.
No, no.
You got to work your way into
it. Do
that.
It now. It would tank the economy.
Yep. Last year, they raised their minimum wage to $11 an hour. They say it's not just an investment in their employees, but the experience that people have in their stores.
Open up a few more registers would help. But that means you have to pay somebody else $12 an hour.
Right.
They'll probably close another register to save a buck from to paying another guy some money.
That's true of
every store.
Any store.
Yes, it is.
That has registers.
Yes, it is.
Why do they have as many registers as they do when
for one time of the year?
Yeah, Christmas.
That's it.
Right.
And you know, believe me, I'm at Target all the time, but there's got to be 20 cash registers.
No, I've been in Walmart. I've been in Target around Christmas time. It's never fully manned.
It's never full manned. Right? That's because you got to pay too much money.
Okay, they have them for one day of the year.
Right.
Black Friday.
That's it.
I would guarantee that day, they have all those registers.
See, don't know that because we never go out on Black Friday.
Because we're not insane.
Yeah.
I mean, not in that way.
Not in that way.
Thank you.
But they're raising their, wage.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, that is good.
We can't bitch about that.
No.
A Los Angeles woman is going to jail for giving illegal butt injections. Anna Bertha Diaz Hernandez.
Bertha Butt.
Her name is Bertha Butt.
She's one of the Butt sisters.
Sentenced to a couple of years behind bars in order to pay $125,000 in fines and restitution. She convinced clients to allow her to inject a silicone-like substance into their rear ends to make them more shapely. No.
Oh, man, shapely.
Have previous reports of people like pouring concrete?
Yep.
Not concrete specifically.
Well, a concrete-like substance?
I think it was they were putting...
You said pudding. Putting in there. Pudding would be
caulk.
Okay. Yeah. It was caulk.
In their butts.
Caulk in their butts.
Is this the same place that took care of... Was it Kanye's mom?
No, this is strip.
That had the bad surgery?
It's a similar place. But I don't...
I just that's one trend I don't understand. Wanting a bigger ass. It goes over white guys' heads. Who wants a bigger ass?
It seems to.
I know.
Yeah, baffles me.
There's a picture of a black China on the beach that's going around the social media. But have you seen it?
I did this morning.
Okay, but the words that go along with it, like she's rocking his ass. No,
no,
it's disgusting.
Nah, too much.
it's
too much.
It's just like I don't know, man.
Yeah, we come from the school of thought that anything more than a mouthful is a waste.
No, that's boobs.
Oh yeah.
All right. No, I don't mind. Listen, I can understand shapely. I get it. But I'm talking about bigger than shapely. And this is what is the trend. I mean, we've all seen Kim Kardashian. Gorgeous. But that thing, when she blows that thing up every couple of hours, it's crazy looking. It just goes over white guys' heads.
It's like two basketballs.
Right.
Yeah. 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 That's what this photo of Black China looks like.
White guys don't get it. And I know that when Richard's in here, Richard, he digs it. And Tony's married to a little white girl, though, so I don't think he cares.
But I think a lot of women are going for the big ass.
Yeah, even white chicks, right? Yeah.
I mean, you go to the gym, Puss goes to the gym. I've never seen so many women at the squat machine than I have in the past few years.
Once again, if it's toned, I'm talking about injections to make it bigger. Injections that I don't get.
Yeah, there's a difference between toned and...
There's a total difference.
Because that's what you're going to get if you're doing squats. Right. You're going to get toned.
A toned ass.
Yeah, but I think they're hoping for a little bigger ass.
Yeah,
they want to bulk it up.
I think you're right.
I don't know, man. That's tough.
They throw through pizzas in there, too, and then do a squat. That helps. There's our Me Too moment brought to you by.
No, we don't Me Too stuff. Occasionally, the character on the radio is a little misogynistic.
Well, yeah, we did a bit yesterday. I think I did the bit yesterday.
Once in a while, you'll insult Kelly Clarkson for her weight.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
Things like
she
that.
She just needs to lose some weight.
I mean, we'll say things like that.
Because we'll be guys.
And women, by and large, they confuse us. They aggravate the piss out of us sometimes. But we don't molest them.
No, you're right. No, we don't. And we do talk like your husband and your boyfriend does a lot.
When you're not around.
When you're not around. Believe me, they're talking like that.
And maybe we make an unwanted advance every once in a while.
No, not anymore.
But then when you get tossed away, you go away.
You go away.
Yeah, you just go away. You just quit. You make your move and you get rejected, then you quit.
Well, unwanted advances. Do you want to get together and go out sometime?
And
that was my unwanted advances. Oh, as a friend. And then, okay, well, that's not going to happen. So, thanks.
And that was her unwanted advance.
Yes. No, that's fine. We'll just see each other where we're right now, like once in a while. But not. We're not going out as friends.
No.
Yeah. When's the last time you reached in to try to kiss a girl and she didn't kiss you back? I think really it's
last night.
Yeah, it's a good point. Mine was last night too because I got a cold, and you know, that's exactly it. Okay, a woman that's not your wife.
Oh, well, it's been a while.
Yeah, mine was probably high school.
No, I was sitting in the back seat of a car drunk, and a woman.
Oh, that's right.
And you leaned in to that's try right. to get one.
You,
and
I
she,
was.
Just backed off.
I think I slobbered in, didn't I? I was hammered.
Yeah, I think it was because you were hammered because you ended up banging her later.
I did, though. You're right. Why did she turn me down that night? You're right. That was weird.
I think you were hammered.
I was completely hammered.
We were all hammered.
She was waiting for you to sober up right. by half an hour.
She was driving us because she was sober. That's right. You were there. Okay, that's my last time.
Yeah.
And that's been 20-some years. That was funny.
Right.
Because you and I laughed our ass off. Did you see that? She just turned her head.
She obviously
Todd was in the back seat.
Wanted a sober Mike Tyler.
Yes, she did. I don't think she got one, though.
Ever.
Eventually she did.
I was hammered that night, too.
Yeah.
Probably. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You got the physical manifestation of nope.
No, but I remember in high school, I thought this girl liked me. Actually, she did, but she was just really... straight laced, which I don't know. I stopped hanging out with those girls. That day. That day was the last time I hung out with a straight laced girl, because she said no.
Well,
not
it's
now.
It's best when you're equally drunk.
Yeah, but I was in high school this time.
Oh no, but I'm talking.
Nobody gets drunk.
Yeah. She was sober. I did that. Right.
Yeah, and then the next time you
nobody
got
gets
together,
drunk in high school. Well, I was sober in high school.
You were both equally drunk.
Yeah.
And that's the combination you're looking for.
We'll take that call. Last time you reached in to kiss somebody and they just said, no.
No, thank
you. I mean, especially when you thought you were going to get a kiss back. I'm not talking about Harvey Weinstein checking in and forcing your old man tongue on somebody. I'm talking about you thought you had a connection and you reached in to kiss her and she said, nope.
You were dead wrong.
We've all been there.
She likes me. This is going to go, No, I was wrong. Nope. Swing and a miss.
Right past her face. Missed that.
An Arizona couple is facing trouble with the law after jumping a fence and heading into a police station while trying to get away from officers. Police say that they were responding to a shoplifting report and the two ran off. But in the heat of the moment, they jumped over a fence, apparently not noticing the very large sign that said police. They ran along the building and into a secure area where they were very quickly taken into custody. Multiple counts are in the works against both of the people.
Hang on here.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I had to hear it. That's all I heard out of that story was when you said that. I hate that song. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.